It's Thursday, September 30th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. COVID-19 cases in Washoe County are decreasing, but hospitalizations and deaths are still being seen in high numbers. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
The Washoe County Health District is reporting an average of about 200 cases per day over the last week. That's down 100 cases per day compared to the middle of the month.
It appears that we may have peaked and we are coming down off of that peak, and I certainly hope that that will continue.
That's according to Health District Officer Kevin Dick, who says hospitals are still strained.
After someone initially contracts COVID-19, we know that it gets worse over time if they have a severe case. The hospitalizations are a number that's going to be lagging behind the peak that we experience as we go down the other side.
COVID-19-related deaths are still being reported in high numbers. About 10% of all deaths due to the virus in Washoe County occurred this month alone. 70% of eligible Washoe County residents have received one dose of the vaccine, while nearly 65% are fully vaccinated. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
Washoe County Health Officer Kevin Dick also says combating misinformation about masks and vaccines may pose a bigger challenge than the virus itself. That comes on the heels of video sharing platform YouTube announcing sweeping and immediate bans on false claims that vaccines are dangerous and cause health issues like autism, cancer, or infertility. The company also booted accounts belonging to some of the most notable propagators of vaccine misinformation and conspiracy theories. Other tech companies like Facebook have announced similar bans, but anti-vaccine influencers still boast big audiences on their platform. While the Caldor Fire near Lake Tahoe continues to burn, forest officials are reopening portions of the El Dorado National Forest. A new, smaller closure takes effect today and will last through the end of March. However, the areas that are reopening will still be open for day use only due to continued fire risk. A full fire ban remains in effect. That means all open flames are prohibited, including wood, charcoal, and gas fires. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed 7 new laws aimed at addressing the state's homeless crisis. He signed the laws Wednesday at an event in Los Angeles. The laws will help implement the $12 billion in new homelessness spending the state authorized in its budget for the next 2 years. That includes $2 billion for a program to fund local government homeless services. Schools in the West and across the country are struggling with staff shortages and COVID-19 outbreaks. And yesterday, education officials and public health experts testified about these issues in front of Congress. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
Members of a House subcommittee examined the challenges schools are facing as the Delta variant continues to surge. They also looked at how federal money was used to reopen schools. Witnesses included Dr. Ashish Jha. He's a public health professor at Brown University. He said districts should require all adult staff to be vaccinated, pointing out that COVID-19 continues to be one of the top 10 causes of death for children in America.
Vaccines are the most effective weapon we have in this pandemic.
Lawmakers also heard from Jesus Jara. He's a Las Vegas area school superintendent, and he says the pandemic has exacerbated staff shortages.
We need more substitute teachers, bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and custodians. All of these vacancies are putting instruction, extracurricular activities, and maintenance of our district assets at risk.
A freelance journalist who has written critically about school mask mandates also testified. He was invited by Republicans. Last week, more than 200,000 U.S. children contracted COVID-19. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Schools in Nevada will receive $8 million to fund classroom resources. The Nevada Department of Education announced the money came through a collaboration with a nonprofit crowdfunding website. Donors Choose will provide Nevada educators $800 for projects related to pandemic recovery. This includes promoting a safe in-person learning environment, access to technology for distance learning, and emotional support for students and families. Travelers in northern Nevada will soon have some new nonstop flight options to smaller cities around the West. ExpressJet Airlines announced it's rebooting its AHA airline brand and will offer 8 nonstop flights from the Reno Tahoe International Airport. The company prioritized cities not currently served by nonstop flights. The new destinations include Bakersfield, Ontario, Eureka, Arcata, and Fresno in California, Medford, Ashland, Eugene, Springfield, and Redmond Bend in Oregon, as well as Pasco, Tri-Cities in Washington. The first new flights begin in late October. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, September 30th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.